This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. This is show number 61. I'm Lou Gum. Thursday morning, a message on the website of the Small Business Administration said that the $349 billion set aside as part of the Payroll Protection Program to help struggling small businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic had run out, leaving potentially thousands of businesses that had applied to the program or had yet to apply out of luck. Congress is negotiating to replenish the program, but no deal has been struck yet. To find out more, I spoke with Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She was named this week to the White House Task Force on Coronavirus Recovery. Sinema says she has twice called for passage of an extension of funds for the PPP program by Congress. She says partisan bickering is holding things up. But Sinema says small businesses who have already applied to the program don't need to do anything. They're in the queue. And she says if a business has not applied for the program yet, get all your paperwork together and be ready to apply once new funding passes.
It's my hope that Congress can get this done next week. The reality is they should have done it last week. But we know how partisanship gets in the way of getting things done, and I'm trying to fight through that.
Well, and in general, and I suppose another sort of hopeful thing is that the CARES Act was always sort of meant to be just part of an initial response. So there will be more coming.
That's right, Lou. Right now, we are beginning to negotiate a fourth package. Some folks are calling it CARES Act 2. And we anticipate that this will include further funding for small and mid-sized businesses. It should also include more funding for state and local governments. I know right now in the city of Yuma and families and communities nearby, our local governments are hurting. And they're paying overtime for firefighters and police officers. And they're stretched to the limit. So we know that they're struggling. We want to get them more funding as quickly as possible. We also want to ensure that our healthcare workers and first responders have all the funding they need to take care of folks who are currently sick with the coronavirus, but also to prepare if folks get sick later in the year. And finally, we've got to have more funding for testing, for both antibodies and to check to see if people have the illness right now. Folks have got to be able to get this test so they can go back to work and feel safe in their community.
And at least some encouraging news on that out of the University of Arizona this week.
That's incredible news. The University of Arizona has announced that they will create 250,000 antibody tests. They're partnering with the state of Arizona to ensure that all healthcare workers and first responders get tested this spring. This is incredible. We hope to expand it to include all of the UA campus, as well as citizens throughout the state. And this is important as we think about reopening our economy and sending Arizonans back to work. We want to make sure that folks feel safe and secure in doing so. This antibody test will help us know who's already recovered from the virus and who's immune from future illnesses.
How are you keeping up with these Main Street issues? Who are you talking to? And can you share a little bit about what you're learning, what stories you're hearing?
Sure, Lou. Well, the good news is I'm really grateful to have such an incredible team of folks working for me. Folks, I've got a staffer who's from Yuma who knows everyone in Yuma. And so he calls throughout each day to check in with the mayor and the hospital and the small businesses. And so we're checking in with our small communities day in and day out. But I also spend time every single week talking with our Chamber of Commerce, talking with our hospitals and healthcare workers. Right before we did this interview, spent my afternoon talking with mayors and county supervisors from around the state. So I spend my days listening to and hearing from folks who are on the ground who can tell me about the problems they're facing and what the solutions should look like. That's how we're getting practical ideas of how to move forward and keep Arizona safe.
And real quickly, you're hearing about a lot of problems. Are you hearing any innovative and unique solutions in these communities?
Oh my goodness, Lou. I got to tell you, Arizonans are the most innovative and creative people. There's a doctor in Phoenix who created this amazing clear plexiglass box that they place over the body of individuals during surgery to protect healthcare workers from getting the virus while still allowing them to provide life-saving care. You may have seen that earlier this week, the first ever major blood transfusion was used on a coronavirus patient and saved his life. And of course, we know that the University of Arizona and Arizona State University are doing incredible groundbreaking work, creating tests and antibody tests, and moving forward with innovative solutions to protect us from this pandemic.
And that's got to give you hope to know that these communities are sort of this self-sufficient.
you know, Arizona didn't expect that we would face a pandemic like this. But if there's a community that can rise to the challenge, that can work together to take care of each other, to protect our community, and to make it through tough times, Arizona is better suited for this than any other place I know of in the world.
Well, Governor Ducey seems to be charting his own course here in Arizona, saying yesterday he didn't think we could realistically reassess opening up the economy until about May 1st. Based on what you've been told, what you've been hearing, does that seem reasonable?
You know, I was just appointed this morning to the President's Task Force on Economic Recovery, and we spent some time this morning talking about how different communities in different parts of the country will start reopening at different times, depending on what the virus looks like in their community. In Arizona, it really depends on the virus. We expect the virus to peak probably around the end of this month, April 30th. So May 1st might be a little optimistic because we need to make sure that the cases are moving downward on a daily downward trajectory and that we're reducing the number of people who are passing away as a result of this illness every day. And that's when we can take steps to start reopening our economy. But it's critical to note, Lou, that in order to do so safely, we have got to increase testing in Arizona. Arizona is currently at the very bottom nationally in terms of how many tests we've done per capita. So we have fewer tests per capita than almost any state in the country. And that's a problem for us. We've got to get more testing. It's got to be widespread so that people can go to work feeling comfortable that they and their coworkers are healthy.
Which leaves us with the steps we're taking, the social distancing, the limited gatherings. There are still those in the state, though, resistant to following any advice from the government or the media. What's your message to those groups who are sort of predisposed to distrust what they hear from official voices?
Well, we are Arizonans. And so, I mean, really, we're all distrustful of government. That's who we are. I was born and raised in Arizona, and heck, that's how I was raised, too. So I understand wanting to be skeptical of our government. But this is not about a government decision. This is about health, protecting your health, your family's health, and your neighbor's health. So regardless of what you feel about the government, whether you think they're doing a good job or a poor job, probably a mix of the two, the reality is that taking steps to social distance, wear masks when you're in public, and be careful about your behavior, it's important not just to keep you safe, not just to keep your family safe, but to keep your neighbors and your community safe. And while Arizonans have always been skeptical of government, we have been very supportive of ourselves and our community and our neighbors. And that's what we've got to focus on in this pandemic.
I know that a lot of the information we get out of your office is related to two populations in particular, senior citizens here in Arizona and veterans. Can you tell us what you know about VA services right now, the consistency of their delivery? Are you hearing much from this group?
So we are doing a lot of work to help seniors and veterans during this time. The good news is that the CARES Act increased funding for our VA hospitals and community health centers around the country to ensure that veterans who need care are receiving it in an appropriate and timely manner. And this week I had an opportunity to check in, as I do every week, with each of the VA directors of our three hospitals in Tucson, in Phoenix, and in Prescott. I'm continuing to do this every week, and my staff is checking in with them daily to ensure that our VA hospitals are equipped to take care of veterans and their needs, and they're doing so in a way that protects their health and the health of their loved ones. Similarly, we're working with senior communities, organized groups such as ARP, but also working directly with senior facilities and assisted living facilities to ensure that seniors, particularly those with fragile health or in compromised situations, can get access to the best care and are staying safe and healthy. So this is a top priority in our office and will continue to be so.
Senator, I know we'll get a chance to talk again. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
That's Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. I'm Lou Gumm. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. We'll be right back.